The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The tax collectors and sinners drew near to hear Jesus because Jesus drew near to them, spoke with them, befriended them, even shared a meal with them. And in that ancient world, the sharing of a meal was understood to be a most intimate kind of sharing. The scribes and the Pharisees understood that and grumbled. And in their words, "This man receives sinners and eats with them," we can hear their shock and dismay that a rabbi like Jesus would become this intimately involved with thoroughly disreputable people like the tax collectors who worked for the Roman oppressors who'd occupied their country, and with people who were considered notorious, despicable, lowlife. All of this was simply too much for the scribes and the Pharisees. And we can hear their contempt and disdain for Jesus when they grumble, "This man receives sinners, all the wrong kind of people, and eats with them." But little did they know that in making this accusation, they were in fact unwittingly pointing to Jesus' mission. The Son of God had come into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Son of God had come into this world as the friend of sinners. But all of this was hidden from the scribes and the Pharisees with their disdain and contempt for people they thought to be just beneath contempt. So what does Jesus do in response to their grumbling, their disdain and contempt? Does he leave them to their own devices? Does he leave them in their blindness? No, Jesus loves them too. And he loves them by telling them these parables in an effort to open their eyes to the truth about themselves and to show them who he in fact is, and what he's in fact come into this world to do. He tells them the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. And in telling these parables, Jesus was pointing to their own lostness and to the lostness of every son and daughter of Adam's fallen race. He was pointing to your lostness and to mine. For we have all erred and strayed like lost sheep and would be lost forever were it not for the Good Shepherd who has come seeking us. As we sing in one of our beautiful hymns about the Good Shepherd: "Perverse and foolish, oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. When the shepherd finds the sheep that was lost, when the woman finds the coin that was lost, a coin that was in those days worth a whole day's wages, both the shepherd and the woman invite their friends and neighbors to rejoice with them. And when Jesus goes on to say, "Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents," Jesus is, by saying that, asking his critics, yes, he's asking you and me, will you share in that joy over the lost who are found? Or will you continue to grumble because of my kindness and compassion? Now, all of us are only too painfully aware of how much brokenness there is in this world, how much confusion and disorder, and even depravity. And it's very easy to turn away from all that in disgust and disdain. But when we do that, we are ourselves joining the ranks of the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus is the friend of sinners, the shepherd who seeks the lost sheep, and we are all without exception lost. But we've also been found by the Lord, of whom we sing in the words of Charles Wesley's wonderful hymn, "Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Jesus, thou art all compassion." And so, as those who've been found and loved by him, our response to all this brokenness can only be one of compassion. Every human being, no matter how lost, has been created by God. Every human being, no matter how lost, is loved by God. And when we lose sight of that, we are in danger of joining the ranks of the grumbling scribes and Pharisees. When we lose sight of that, there's no telling what kind of cruelty may be inflicted on those people hold in contempt and disdain. How important it is to note that neither the sheep nor the lost coin could find themselves. This is so clear in these parables Jesus told in the presence of the scribes and Pharisees. For if the scribes and the Pharisees should ask, "What have these tax collectors and sinners done that they should be accepted and received by Jesus?" The answer is that they've done nothing. nothing. They simply allowed themselves to be found by the Good Shepherd who came seeking them. And so it is with you and with me. You and I have been found by our Good Shepherd, who in our baptism made each one of us a sheep of his own fold, a lamb of his own flock, a sinner of his own redeeming, the Good Shepherd who continues to come seeking us as we listen to him speaking, and as we are fed with the holy mysteries of his life-giving body and blood, which he offered when, as the friend of sinners, he offered himself on the altar of the cross to draw the whole lost world to himself. And here at this altar, Jesus continues to receive sinners and eats with them. Here at this altar. And Jesus says that there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. He speaks of how the shepherd who finds the sheep that was lost invites his friends and neighbors to rejoice with him, and about the woman who finds the coin worth a whole day's wages, invites her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. And isn't this, in fact, what happens when we come together at the Lord's table on the Lord's day? As those who have in all our lostness been found, we rejoice, not as isolated individuals, but as the flock of our Good Shepherd, together loved and known and found by him. The sheep in Jesus' parable did nothing to be found. And the coin could do nothing to be found. Yet both are found, and so there is joy. You have been found. You are eternally loved. So rejoice, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven.